intro.
Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest, make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Thursday, the 11th of January. Prepper tip of the day. I want to encourage all of you to please consider stocking up on ammunition now. Everything's available. You can get immediate delivery. What we have may not last all that long. We don't know what's going to happen in the 2020 election. We don't even know if the Donald will run for president a second time. He might not. We don't know what laws are going to be passed in various states. California is making it more difficult already to get ammunition. Some of these other venues like New Jersey and New York and Connecticut, places like that. We don't know what's going to take place. Right now, ammunition is relatively, it's all relative, right? Inexpensive. And the first hour was talking about WikiArms as a place where you can find out who's selling what. WikiArms doesn't sell anything. It's kind of like a bulletin board where the people who are selling the ammunition post it for sale. I got here in front of me right now the 22 caliber, 22 long rifle page, 22 long rifle ammunition. Now, if I was looking at this page a year and a half ago, 2 years ago, instead of in stock, it would be out of stock. That's the way it was. When was the first time Hussein Obama got elected? 2008. Is that right? I think 2008. The run on ammunition began the day after he was elected. He didn't even take office yet. The day after he was elected, the run on ammunition began. And it went on for about a year. The first 6 months, it was bad, but at the end of the year, supply was starting to catch up with demand. Now, the last time he was reelected, 2012, once again, the run began immediately. And quite frankly, 22 long rifle supplies really didn't start freeing up until only after Donald Trump got elected this year, this calendar year. Well, actually, 2017, excuse me. After Donald Trump was elected and took office, it was still a couple of months before 22 long rifle became readily available at reasonable prices. Yes. So here at the section in Wiki Arms on 22, we start with Arms Corps now. I bought several, probably 4,000 or 5,000 rounds, or 5,000 rounds to a case of Arms Corps. That would be 10 500 round cartons, because I was going through so much of it. I would go through 1,000 rounds a day in a pistol class, so I was consuming a lot of ammo with those pistol classes. And after going through maybe 500 to 1,000 rounds, I was talking to my gunsmith. I said, what in the world's with this ammo? I mean, it's just so dirty. And he says, John, you don't want to shoot that stuff through pistols. It's good quality ammunition on one hand, but on the other, it's a slow-burning powder, which in pistols, it doesn't have time to burn up before the end of the barrel. And it ends up leaving a lot of unburned powder residue in your pistol, making a maintenance nightmare, quite frankly. So if you want to get and use Arms Corps, shoot it in rifles only. Don't shoot it in pistols. Most of my 22s, I shoot through the majority of it through pistols, so I just sold it all off just to get it out of my inventory. And I got my money back because at the time, now we're talking 2 years ago, 2 to 3 years ago, the guys at these gun shows would buy any 22 ammunition. So moving on down the line, we've got Aguila. Now, Aguila is a Mexican company, and they've been involved in cutting-edge technology with ammunition, both 22 ammunition and shotgun ammunition now for a number of years. Aguila is a high-quality ammunition. I've not heard, and it's the nature of the gun culture, by the way. If there's an issue with ammunition or firearms, or optics, that word travels like lightning throughout the gun culture. It's amazing. The word of mouth, or even before we had the internet, by word of mouth, any issues with ammunition, optics, firearms would travel through the gun, or magazines as far as that goes, would travel throughout the gun culture very, very quickly, which would, the market would respond. Sales would dry up and stop for whatever that might be that had an issue, ammunition, optics, firearms, magazines, and then the manufacturer would either change what they're doing or stop manufacturing what it was because the guy stopped buying them. So I have nothing but praise for Aguila ammunition, good quality ammunition. Then we go to Winchester, more Arms Corps, of course, Federal. Federal has a great reputation. And of course, Remington. Now, this is where the culture, gun culture, kicks in. I love Remington products. They're the oldest American gun manufacturer that there is. On one hand, on the other, there's a caution here, a caveat: do not buy Remington bulk pack 22 ammunition. Don't buy it. I found out through personal experience. I verified this with other men and women in the gun culture, that the number of misfires in Remington bulk pack. Now, the other Remington 22 long rifle, no sweat, GI. Go ahead and get it. But the bulk pack, that's where it's packed loose in a 500-round box or 525 or whatever it might be. Their bulk pack, loose-packed ammunition, for whatever reason, the number of misfires is simply unacceptable. Now, with good quality ammunition, such as Federal or Aguila or Winchester, I would expect a misfire maybe once every 200-300 rounds, once every 500 rounds. But with this Remington bulk pack, we were getting misfires once every 20 rounds. Absolutely unacceptable. Now, if that's changed, I'm not aware of it. I haven't talked to my gunsmith about this for a while. He keeps up with the gun culture even more closely than I do. It's part of how he makes his living, of course. So maybe that's changed. Maybe Remington woke up and smelled the roses, and they changed their manufacturing of their bulk pack ammunition to eliminate the unacceptable level of misfires. I don't know what the cause was. I could think of a couple of reasons. One, the cartridge case may have been too thick, making the hammer strike not strong enough to penetrate the brass and ignite the primer. And the other possibility, of course, is the primer could have been issues with the primer. Maybe the primer mix wasn't right. There wasn't enough primer, and so forth. I don't know the cause, and I really don't care. All I know is don't buy it. Something about ammunition. This is a general statement, which doesn't apply 100%. And you'll find out if you don't know what I'm talking about, you can do your own experimentation. It doesn't matter whether it's center fire, rifle, pistol ammunition, or rim fire. In general, the high velocity ammunition, the ammunition that has the really hot, extremely high velocities, rifle and pistols. I'm not talking about shotguns here. Rifles and pistols. Generally, you get a degradation in accuracy, in general. There can be exceptions, but in general, the real high velocity stuff will have degraded accuracy. Now, that depending on what you're doing, that degraded accuracy may be quite fine with you. If you're deer hunting, for example, you've got at least a 10 or 12 inch kill zone on a deer to hit vital organs right behind the shoulder blade of the deer, to hit vital organs to take down the deer with the least amount of pain and suffering for the deer. That's what we want. We don't want the animal to suffer. And that's a big target. 12-inch pipe plate, 100 yards or 200 yards or 300 yards is a piece of cake, even with slightly degraded accuracy on one hand. On the other, if you're a police officer and you're the designated marksman for your police department, you may have a target that's basically the size of a slice of pie. Now you take a normal 10-inch pie plate and you cut 6 pieces of pie from that. I'm trying to give you a visual example of the size of target you may have, which might be only a very small portion of the head of the criminal that has either already taken life or has a hostage and is threatening to take more lives. A very small target, possibly half his head blocked by the head of the innocent victim he's holding hostage. So degraded accuracy in that case is simply not acceptable. It is not. And you need to be able to do what I do, which is shoot a dime at 100 yards. Now, if I shoot a dime 5 times at 100 yards, 3 will actually hit the dime, and 2 will hit right at the edge of the dime. Now, that's the kind of accuracy you want if you're a designated marksman for the police. Typical range for that kind of engagement for a police officer would be about 80 yards. That's really close. That's really close. But you're talking about a very intense, fluid situation where the criminal is going to be typically moving about. The criminal may or may not have a hostage. It's very dynamic. And there's certainly liability issues. There's issues with what might be behind the criminal. If the criminal is in a situation where there's a number of hostages, he may have a hostage partly blocking his face or head. There could be other hostages behind him. A lot of things go into the decision to shoot or not shoot for a designated marksman in a police situation. The military is a little bit different. Typically, they're longer ranges. Rarely will there be a hostage situation. That would be a rare situation. Collateral damage is not as big an issue. It's still an issue. No American soldier wants to kill innocent men and women. Of course they don't. So that's a little bit different. Each situation demands its own specific equipment in terms of firearms, optics, ammunition, and training. They're going to be different for police officers as opposed to the military. There's going to be some similarities, some crossovers, obviously, but there'll be some differences as well. Well, getting back to ammunition, you're going to get the best bargain buying case lots. Now, a case of 22 long rifle is 5,000 rounds. Now, for you folks that are new to the gun culture, you may say, my, 5,000 rounds, that's an awful lot of ammunition. Really? You think so? You really think so? It's not. It's not. Now, centerfire ammunition, you're going to find bulk quantities are still cheaper. Typically, centerfire rifle rounds come in 20-round boxes over the counter. Pistol ammunition, 50 rounds over the counter. So you may typically you'll find 10 boxes of rifle would be 200 rounds. 10 boxes of pistol would be 500 rounds. It's going to vary from dealer to dealer. But your bulk purchases, regardless of the quantity, your bulk purchases by the case is where the real savings come in. Seriously, they do. Both in cost of the ammunition and shipping. And we always have to keep in mind the shipping. You may find that your local gun shop, now they're buying, some of these shops I've dealt with, they buy it by the pallet. And when you're buying ammunition by the pallet, your savings go up considerably. And, they, of course, they can pass that savings along. So, by all means, check out your local gun store first, your local independent gun store. They need your business, seriously. Now, it may be a gun shop, freestanding gun shop. It may be a pawn shop that also sells firearms. But they need your business. So be sure you check them out and compare prices there first. Places like the nationwide chains, Gander Mountain, Bass Pro, and so forth, they sell firearms and ammunition also. You need to check them out. If they're close by and you don't have to make a special drive, there's no shipping, obviously. Now, many of these places, like Gander Mountain, for example, they will... If you order online, and don't quote me on this because I don't know the policies of each place, you do an online order of product and don't have it shipped to you, you can have it shipped to the store and have no shipping charge. Now that can add up pretty quick if you're buying very much at all. So that's something to check out, is to make your purchase from the online store for Bass Pro or Gander Mountain or some of these others that are out there, and have it delivered to the store for you to pick up with no shipping charge. Certainly worth checking out, isn't it? Now, something I've had some of the guys mention to me is the sale tables at these establishments. Now, many places, even fairly small places, will have a sale table where there's some items that they've decided to no longer inventory, but they've got remaining stock. They need to move out the door. And the sale table is something you need to check because that inventory is going to change frequently. And there could be ammunition there. There could be magazines, holsters, various firearms accessories, and so forth. Just lying there at a deep discount, typically at or near wholesale, waiting for you to find exactly what you need and buy it and get out the door with it. We got a break coming up here. If you've got a question or comment, you're certainly welcome to give us a call at 800-313-9443. We're going to talk a little bit when we get back from the break about semi-automatic firearms and ammunition. This will be a very important conversation. If you own any semi-automatic firearms, you really need to be listening because the information could literally save your life in a situation where you're dealing with a criminal. And that's pretty important stuff. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. It's taken 3 years before I could offer the Intershelter domes for sale. During those 3 years, several different governments and militaries were taking all their production. The Intershelter Dome homes may be just what you've been looking for to provide affordable, energy-efficient, permanent, and attractive housing. These dome homes are prefabricated units that can be assembled in a few hours by two men with a ladder and simple hand tools. Check out the photos of these dome homes built in the Arctic, on tropical beaches, in suburban areas, and in forests. All the details, many photographs, and the pricing of the dome homes are listed on the left-hand side of my homepage at thelibertyman.com. I think you'll find these homes are not only attractive, but they're energy efficient and a bonus. You can disassemble them and reassemble them as many times as you feel you need the need to. Pretty great, huh? Something that's very, very unique. Check them out at my website at thelibertyman.com. Thank you. Jim, we're back. J.R. Moore here on Thursday, the 11th of January. Before we get to our next caller, I want to talk a little bit about semi-automatic firearms, rifle, shotguns, pistols. I want to make a general statement, which is accurate almost all the time. Now, listen carefully. All semi-automatic firearms are ammunition sensitive all the time. Granted that there are some exceptions, but this is a pretty good rule that you can live by. Point being, if you are going to depend on a rifle, shotgun, or pistol that's semi-automatic to defend your life and the life of the people you care about, you need to make absolutely sure that the ammunition is going to cycle properly through that rifle, shotgun, or pistol. That means pre-testing it first. Just because you paid $40 for 20 rounds of pistol ammunition for your semi-automatic pistol doesn't mean it's going to cycle properly. It doesn't. You need to test it first. You know, running one magazine through it, that's a good start. Two, that's better. I would say run 4 to 5 magazines at least of your preferred ammunition through that rifle, shotgun, or pistol to make sure that it's going to cycle properly. This is mandatory. This is not optional. Now, if you own quite a few firearms and have different applications for them, you might want to do what I've done, which is, especially with the 22s, for example, make a paper tag, laminate it, and attach it to the back end of the handle of the pistol, designating the two or three different ammunitions that you know for a fact will cycle properly through that rifle, shotgun, or pistol all the time. It may be a good thing to do, and I've done that with a couple of my pistols, just to make sure I don't try to cycle the wrong thing through there and be disappointed. Our next caller is Mark in Philadelphia. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, John. On the subject of you were saying earlier about the electronics and all that are advancing quite rapidly. Well, the other area where things have advanced very interestingly is in the machining process and also metallurgy. So yes. I think I might have brought these two companies up to you before, but I'm going to bring them up to you again and see if you'd looked into them before, and maybe you have, I don't know. One of them is called Shell Shock Technologies, and they make a casing that's made, it's a nickel alloy, and you can go to Shell Shock Technologies and look them up on Google. And what it is it's a material, it's nickel alloy, and it's half the weight of brass, and it's twice as strong, and it's highly elastic, which makes it, very good to reload multiple times, from what I gather. It's also a two-piece round, and the bottom part is actually magnetic. Isn't that interesting? So if you want to collect your rounds, you just have a magnet, you pick them up, versus brass, you have to pick them up. You know,
well, that means steel, of course, if it's magnetic. So there's not so much steel in there to make it so hard that it would damage the firearm. Is that where this is headed, Mark?
No. The it's a two-piece. It's a two-piece round. So the bottom part has the metal in it, has the magnet, has the steel the or whatever part. That make, the you know, makes part. It magnetic. The the base of it. So it's not the chamber itself. So anyway, that's something interesting to look up. And also, it's rated at 65,000 psi. 65,000. And
that's a lot of pressure, obviously. That's a lot of pressure. Square inch. Right.
Yeah. So it's now I think they're only making it now for 9, but I would assume that they make it for other chamberings as well in the future. And the other company, so that's an example of metallurgy and also design. But the other company is, I've brought this up to you before, it's here in close to Philadelphia in the Lehigh Valley. It's called Lehigh Valley. It's called Lehigh Defense.
Yes, I've checked
out Lehigh Defense.
Right.
And what's that?
I've looked at their ammunition. They have some really cutting-edge ammunition, right?
Yeah, it's their bullets. Their bullets are milled.
Exactly.
Okay, they're not cast. They're milled. And so imagine that. They have to have some technology there to be able to mill, thousands of rounds to, a bullet.
Well, it's obviously CNC equipment, because a human being couldn't possibly turn them out quick enough. Yeah.
CNC. Yeah. But their technology is really incredible.
You want to hold on through the break here, Mark? Do you want to hold on through the break?
Sure.
Okay. We have a break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
The Republic Broadcasting Network is very proud to present a new educational tool that will inform and update our listeners to the most critically important topics and issues of the day. This new 50 CD collection contains invaluable information, carefully selected from the very best shows in the RBN archives. These standard format CDs have been painstakingly edited to remove all commercials and unrelated topic content. Each CD has been divided into multiple tracks for ease of use and review in any standard CD player. Each CD targets a specific subject matter. For example, Agenda 21, vaccinations, 9/11, depleted uranium, the war in Iraq, fluoride, deception in the churches, genetically modified foods, animal RFID tags, and many more topics. We encourage you to make copies and get them out to as many people as you can. Call and order your library CDs for the price of $150, 800-724-2719, or go to the website rbnlive.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We're continuing our energy cleaner promotion, which began August of 2016. In this promotion, you get to buy an energy cleaner, $70 off retail, and a mattress pad, 10% off retail. $200 of the purchase price of the energy cleaner goes to Republic Broadcasting. This is a great way to help get energy cleaners out to people who need them and have some financial issues to deal with. And, of course, a great way to support Republic Broadcasting. Here's what you do. Send in a postcard. My address is John Moore, P.O. Box 201, Davidsville, Missouri. We pick a postcard every 2 weeks. If your postcard is drawn, you get the chance to buy the energy cleaner $70 off retail and 10% off the mattress pads. Put your name and your address, your telephone number and your email address on the postcard, and we wish you the best of luck. Thank you.
Many people write about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. My wife and I both use Extendivite and are very pleased with the results. It has helped to stabilize our blood pressure and to make both of us feel healthier. Good product and good buy. So far, so good. I've been taking Extendivite 3 times a day, only a short while now, but already I've noticed the circulation in my hands and feet improving. They tingle. I like the idea of taking something herbal rather than pills. I take Extendivite 3 times a day every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right, we are back. Ladies and gentlemen, we're back. J.R. Moore here on Thursday, on Thursday, the 11th of January. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. We have a new year, new opportunities to find images of continents with new coastlines on TV shows and movies. If you happen to see one, get that screen capture to me. And as a thank you, you get your choice of any of my 5 DVDs. Let's move forward with this project and double or triple the list that we've got of images of continents with new coastlines. And, of course, also the energy cleaner, a marvelous healing device. If you want to get a good night's sleep, if you have issues with joint pain, arthritis pain, back pain, it's kind of funny. It's not funny at all, but I think without exception, everybody with arthritis pain has got relief with the energy cleaner. Only $285 shipping included to American zip codes. I've got everything in stock, ready for immediate shipment, energy cleaners, all the different size mattress pads. This is my home business. When you place your order, I'm the guy that boxes them up. I take them to the little country store at Cherryville. We can get all the coffee you want to drink for 75 cents. And on Friday nights, the catfish buffet, all you can eat for $8. With side dishes and dessert included. So check out the energy cleaner at my website at thelibertyman.com. You can place your order right there using PayPal, MasterCard, Visa, or you can call my toll-free order line 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. We're taking questions, calls, and comments at Republic Broadcasting. The call number is 800-313-9443. And Mark, are you still with us?
I'm here, yeah.
Okay. Yes, Lehigh Defense really involves some cutting-edge technology on those projectiles. Do they are they making loaded ammunition now, by any chance?
Yes, they also do, yeah.
I thought
and,
they did.
Yeah. Under, one of the companies that carries their bullets and their casings is Underwood. And from what I gather, Underwood is, you know, they under-promise and over-deliver. Whatever they say on the box, they surpass whatever they say, you know, that the round will do on the box as far as the, you know, the speed and all that stuff and the power,
right.
Whatever. So, but what I wanted to bring up is that what's interesting about that new technology of bullet technology, the design, is that their bullets will penetrate much further than a standard round. Bullet. So,
well, you know, Mark. Let me interrupt you. The end, of the point of the projectile, the point of the bullet, looks like the end of a drill bit.
Yeah, it does, like a Phillips head screwdriver. Yeah. So get this: if you study the smallest round that they make or the smallest bullet, it's a 32. Well, in their test, see a standard 32 will only penetrate like 7 inches. Their bullet will penetrate close to 14 inches. That's incredible. So what does that mean? That means that these calibers that people say, oh, those are weak, and you know, you can't, they're not, they won't be a man stopper. Well, maybe this changes the game. Like, you know, maybe not a 32, but maybe the 380 would make it more. I mean, it would make it more effective. I don't know, but you have more experience with this. If a 32 can penetrate that far with this new bullet technology, could that make a 32 a good defense round, or is it too wimpy? I don't know.
Well, it always goes back to bullet placement, and men and women coming into the gun culture as newbies, and men and women who've been at it for decades, there's always a percentage looking for something that's more powerful and more accurate than anything that's ever been out there, and that's just part of the gun culture. And I've been caught at that myself. I mean, it's fun to know what's the latest and greatest, and my personal preference is to look at improvements on existing calibers. Anything that improves a 7.62 NATO, which is also 308 Winchester, anything that improves a 45 ACP, which is difficult to improve, because when you're hit by a freight train, it doesn't matter how fast it's going. So, well, I mean, part of this is marketing, Mark. For example, a 45 ACP doesn't need to be a hollow point. It simply doesn't. But there's demand from the market for it, so the manufacturers meet that demand, and they manufacture a hollow point 45 ACP. People make fun of 45 ACP, 240 grain going 950 feet per second, which is basically right at about the speed of sound. My response is, using the freight train analogy, you know, if a freight train hits you at 5 miles an hour, it's probably going to kill you. Mm-hmm.
So you're talking about like, you know, of course I haven't been shot and I don't want to be, but so the shock value of a small, you know, a small caliber, whatever, anything that's small but hits you with enough force, it interrupts your energy, your body energy protection system of your body, and your body feels that shock, even though it's in a small area. Your whole body feels it, right? I mean,
exactly.
It's just like a shock value, right?
Okay.
Is that what you're talking about with the freight train?
Yeah, Mark, I'm going to stand you in front of me. You're 8 feet from me, and I'm going to throw at you a sponge from my kitchen sink as hard as I can throw it and hit you in the middle of the chest.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
No big deal, right? Okay.
Right.
I'm going to take a chunk of steel the same size and throw it at you as hard as I can, and it's probably going to cause some damage.
Yeah.
Now, both of them were traveling at about the same speed, but the sponge, because it had almost no weight to it, caused no damage.
Right.
The chunk of steel is definitely going to cause damage and probably hurt you severely. You're going to get a severe bruise, if nothing else. Energy is a mathematical calculation. Weight times speed equals energy. And that doesn't change, no matter if it's 2018 or 17, right. 18. You know, the centuries don't matter. That mathematical formula doesn't change. So right. People want to do something different and compare the 45 ACP to these other pistol calibers. My response is the following: World War I, World War II, Korea, and Vietnam. What more do you need to know? You know, nobody ever complained in any of those four wars about the stopping power of a human being with a 45 ACP. So I don't need to be searching other calibers. I know what works. I know the history of it. If there's something that gives it a bit more juice, I'll check it out. 9mm, is becoming
I guess here's the thing for women, as an example, from what I understand, from what I gather, for the 380s or the 32 would be more manageable by a smaller person, and in this case, it'd be a woman.
Exactly.
So maybe that would be to be appropriate for them, or, you know, because they could stay, if they multi-rounds, they have to stay on target. So with less slip because of because it's a less powerful round, but yet they can be more accurate. I don't know. It's just,
there's always exceptions. Right. A person of small stature, a person who has arthritis in their hands, of course there's exceptions. And I don't doubt that for a moment. Of course there are. And I've dealt with this in my pistol classes. Sometimes a person needs to look at a 32, sometimes a 380, whatever it might be, to meet their individual requirements. And yes, you do what you got to do, obviously.
Right.
I've seen, and I've talked about this on the radio just in the last week or so. I watched a Vietnamese woman, the wife of a Vietnamese officer in the military, shoot a 1911 quite competently. And this woman was probably about 4'10" and weighed 95 pounds. But she has had a lot of training, which most Americans, male or female, simply aren't going to take the time to do that.
I got you.
Just
bringing up an alternative. And if you were to combine, like, this new technology with shell shock technologies that would allow you for a higher pressure round, and then you put the smaller bullet in there, I don't know. It just seems like there's room for improvement, and I think that it could be. But like you say, you got to go to what works, because that's what works, right?
Yeah. So, well, a lot of people aren't going to carry a 45. It's a big chunk of steel, even the compact ones. It's a lot of bulk and a lot of weight, and people simply don't. And I've seen this with my male students, especially Mark. They'll get their concealed carry permit, and they go out and get a full size semi-automatic pistol, SIG or Glock or Colt or whatever it might be. They carry it for 2 weeks, and they wake up about the third week and they say, "I'm not doing this anymore." And they go buy a 380.
Really? Huh. Well, that's interesting.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Well, it's good to talk to you, John.
Thanks for the call, Mark.
Good show.
Okay.
Thank you.
Appreciate the call. Thank you, sir. The call number is 800-313-9443. Well, I've been carrying a 1911 off and on for half a century. I bought my first 45 in Vietnam, 1911, from one of the guys there. And I carried it for a year, and I sold it. I bought it for $50. I sold it for $50 when I left. And it was not much of a pistol. When you shook it, it rattled. But it put lead down range. And that's all I wanted, was protect myself. One of my responsibilities was being a courier. And I would carry an attaché case that was filled up with classified documents from the CIA, RAND Corporation, Army Security Agency, Military Intelligence, and cash, up to enough cash to buy a brand new Jaguar sports car, full sticker price. All at the same time, me, by myself, either walking down the street in Fourth Corps city, capital city of the Fourth Corps, Canto, or riding in a vehicle, depending. I would have my attaché case in my left hand, my Thompson submachine gun in my right hand, and my 1911 on my right hip, and an attitude which has served me well in my chosen career as a criminal investigator. So it's worked out for me. I would love to have another Thompson. That may or may not ever happen. What should be $300 for a Thompson submachine gun is around $16,000 to $18,000 because of the laws and the restrictions that have been placed on them. It's less burdensome now. It's easier to get through all the paperwork and get the $200 transfer tax now than it was a few years ago. But it's still burdensome and it's still very expensive. I may go with a Thompson that's it's a pistol, and there's no transfer tax on it, no buttstock, which the Thompson, the M1 Thompson I carried in Vietnam, didn't have a buttstock either. And it was that weight, that it's a heavy firearm. It's about, I would say, 7 or 8 pounds. I don't have that right in front of me at the moment. But that was that weight was reassuring. It really was, knowing that I had that firepower in my hand, ready to go, and nobody messed with me. And that was the whole intention, was to present a persona that the Viet Cong wouldn't mess with me, the GIs wouldn't mess with me, and so forth. We got another caller on hold here. Rick in Missouri. Good morning, Rick.
Good morning, John. Not to change the solo, but, well, by the way, I don't mind carrying a 1911 at all. It's my favorite pistol, and for me, it's, you know, I'd rather have that, so I don't mind carrying it. Not to change the subject, but I think it's today not about the 11th. I'm just kind of tuning in kind of late. In fact, I'm tuning in real late. Does anybody know if MIT is actually at the Lakota Sioux Nation, or did that turn out to be some strange NSA psyop?
Well, the event starts tomorrow, I believe. And,
oh, tomorrow it does?
Yeah, it starts the 12th. And it's a two-day event, tomorrow and Saturday.
So that's verified, then. That's real.
Well, as far as I know, it's real. Yeah, I have no reason to believe otherwise.
Okay. Yep. Well, I was listening to the show, and I kept expecting to wake up and start getting ready for work. I mean, I thought the whole thing was just one of the most surreal things I have heard in a long time. And, now I'm driving around. I still can't believe it. So I'm dying to see how this works out. I really am. Anyway, that was, I just half expected this to be some kind of weird joke, but all right. Well, I'll be looking. Right. I hope somebody reports back. Well, all right. Thanks a million.
I guess we'll see. Thank you, Rick. We appreciate the call. The call number is 800-313-9443. That's the potential there is phenomenal, to say the least, for our whole planet. So much. There's a percentage of everything we do, from getting a jar of peanut butter to a pair of blue jeans to building a house that involves the cost of energy at every point. And I don't know offhand what that would be, but it's a lot. It's a lot. And I hope it works out that this technology does become available. They don't have anything to sell yet. Once they do, it will be, we'll see. We'll see how that works out, if they have something to sell. The firearms culture is multifaceted in a lot of ways. There's lots of different sports and activities people can get involved in, involving rifles, shotguns, pistols. You can spend a lot of money or do something that's relatively inexpensive, entry level, so to speak. And there's something to suit everybody, either their temperament, their desires, their goals involving hunting, marksmanship, competition with all these firearms, rifles, shotguns, and pistols. From just pure fun to pretty extreme competition, such as the Camp Perry competitions every year, where you've got men and women shooting at targets 1,000 yards away. That's 10 football fields, 1,000 yards away, with rifles, military rifles with iron sights only. Now, I've mentioned this before, but it's worth mentioning again. I thought I knew something about precision marksmanship until I went to my first long-range rifle competition, and I was shocked at what I didn't know. Here's our last break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Thursday, the 11th of January. Been an interesting conversation. I hope we got some information out there that will help you. There's no substitute for practice, really, seriously. Training and practice. We've got a lot of opportunities for practice, for training and practice. There's the Appleseed Project, which is a great entry-level marksmanship training program for men and women, boys and girls, all ages. Also, some great history lessons there about the American Revolution. Various gun ranges and gun clubs around the country offer training. You just need to make inquiries. I'm not a big fan of indoor pistol ranges, but if you live in a city, it's handy not to have to drive a great distance. And if you know when the off hours are, you might be able to get the place by yourself and deal with a lot less concussion from those, especially the heavy calibers going off in those confined spaces. So check around your local independent gun store. They would know what's going on in terms of training in your area. Rifle, shotgun, pistol training. Hunter safety classes are good to get some entry-level training in safety. Concealed carry training is good entry-level training. So there's lots of opportunities. You just need to find out where they are and avail yourself and take advantage of them. That's what you need to do. And I've been part of the gun culture and shooting rifles, shotguns, and pistols since Dwight Eisenhower was president. I'm still learning. There's still things that I can learn. I don't claim to know everything there is about rifles, shotguns, and pistols. Far from it. And the way things are going with technology improving in all these areas, there's always something new to learn. I don't care how advanced you are. There's always something new to learn. So just because you've been shooting for 20 or 30 or 40 or even 50 more or more years doesn't mean you know everything there is to know. Of course, you may make a decision to not learn anything new and just be satisfied with your current knowledge, and I respect that on one hand. On the other, I enjoy learning new things about all these matters. New techniques for shooting a rifle, shotgun, and pistol. New advances in technology involving optics and firearms and ammunition and the various accessories that go with them. I'm always interested to know what's going on there and seeing what's available. I may or may not avail myself of what the new things are, but it is good to know and have the knowledge of what's out there. It's very good, in my opinion. So this coming Monday, I hope we will have Jimmy with us. He had a medical issue to deal with this past Monday, but we'll spend 2 hours on Firearms Monday talking about rifles, shotguns, pistols, the gun culture, and so forth. And hopefully Jimmy will be able to join us. Tomorrow we'll have Tom Berryhill talking about emergency survival radio communications, first hour. Second hour we'll have Dr. Phil Myers, my personal physician, talking about health-related matters, and we'll get our health tip of the week from Dr. Myers. He's changing his practice and focusing on some new things. It's fun to keep up with him and see where he's going with his practice and help people get their life back. That's what he does, and that's part of what I do with the work I do here at Republic Broadcasting, is help people learn what will help them to have the fun, full, healthy, productive life that we all want to have. Isn't that what the whole object is? To have a fun, full, healthy, productive life? Of course it is. Of course it is. Well, I had a 72-mile motorcycle ride yesterday, 56 degrees in the dead of winter. Hey, it was great. I went to pick up a pair of cowboy boots that had been repaired and drop off a pair of cowboy boots that needed repair. Great day. As far as seeing in the morning, in the meantime, get your medical supplies, your engine plan, your essential oils now while you can, your firearms, ammunition, never ever give up your guns. Please do have a fun, safe, productive day, and God bless America.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, "I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you." Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.